In May 1999, conservators at the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of American History began a project to clean and better protect the Star-Spangled Banner that is said to have flown over Fort McHenry during the bombardment of September 13, 1814. Historians disagree whether the flag at the Smithsonian actually was flown that night. Some believe a smaller storm flag flew during the bombardment, and that the larger flag, the one now at the Smithsonian, was raised close to dawn's early light. That dispute notwithstanding, the one that's on display is certainly being treated as if it's a genuine witness to history. The 30 by 42 foot flag is being restored in a special room at the museum behind a glass wall, where visitors have been able to watch as experts meticulously tend to the preservation. Tell us who you are, where you're from.
Dennis Aimleth, I'm from Afton, Minnesota.
Phyllis Becker from Minnesota.
Why did you decide to come here today?
I heard about it, but really hadn't seen it. You know, I always thought it was 3 by 5 feet or something, and to see that it was 32 by 40 or something was just
impressive. I've never been here before, so it was exciting for me to come. And I guess that the flag was interesting, that so many people were involved in renovating it and taking care of it and everything that goes into bringing it back.
Drusilla Garland from Kapaa, Hawaii.
And I'm Richard Garland from Kapaa, Hawaii.
My son had seen this exhibit and told us how wonderful it was.
What is it that fascinates you about seeing the Star-Spangled Banner behind that glass wall over there?
The history. And just the effort to preserve it, and just the fact that it's the fabric of America. And I had to take them and say, you have to see this. This is just amazing.
We are the Seeger family from Dallas, Texas.
Why did you come to the Star-Spangled Banner exhibition today?
I thought the kids should see it. Part of our history.
So tell us your names.
Allison.
Mm-hmm. Katie.
Mm-hmm. Courtney.
Courtney, what'd you think?
I liked it.
What really did you like?
I just liked how they showed, like, why pieces were, like, missing from it.
So what went through your mind when you got to see this thing up close and personal?
I was surprised at how dirty it was and old and...
It's very old. But it's not in bad shape for something that old, huh? You think they're doing a good job restoring it?
Yes.
Boyd Knight from Pocatello, Idaho. How could you not come and see this? It's gonna make me cry. I mean, stop and think about all of the people that represent that flag, and it's everybody in this United States.
What did you think of the condition of it?
You know, that's part of history. I believe that it looks great, just the way it is. They don't have to do another thing to it. And it always looked just that perfect.
Have a great trip.
Thank you.